Bonjour. Good afternoon, it's last with you. I'm going to go back to my business, my minister. Which way is the last show? Spasiba. I want to say that thank you for organizing this big event. I was very surprised, good attendance and very good topics. What I want to say is that when we speak about this new movement of a multipolar world, Nigamari show such as Novi, very much show. I see that this multipolar world, BRICS is going to play a very big role. BRICS is a new movement that is going to be even stronger than G7 or G20 or even greater than the European Union. It's because of late, about 15 countries now have joined the BRICS since the beginning of the year in China. And more African countries want to join BRICS, even in Latin America, even in Asia, countries want to join BRICS and they want to be part of BRICS. BRICS is very important in this new movement. It's a good movement because the unipolar world was a bad for the whole world. It promoted neo-colonialism in Africa and there was no independence for many countries. So multipolar world is very good for the development of the world. I want to stress 2 points, what's happening in the world. And most people are not aware. We're already in the Third World War. And the second issue is the issue of Christianity. As Christians, there is a war against Christians in the world. Those are two issues. And the third issue also, which I want to raise, is that in the West, they are now promoting a fascism. I'm very surprised that what's happening in the Ukraine. You see Azov battalion with a Nazi symbol. Still people in the West, they don't see that they are supporting Nazism. So those are three very important issues that what's happening. The war in Ukraine actually is showing us that we are in the Third World War. The West is fighting Russia. Once Russia is defending their people, everybody knows what happened in 2014 in Kyiv. Maidan was a coup d'etat. And the people of Eastern Ukraine, in Donbass, they had their right to refuse. And that they were ruled by a regime that came to power through a coup d'etat, sponsored by the Western countries. You know, for me, Donbass is very important. My wife is a Russian from Donetsk, and my daughter was born in Donetsk. Thank you to Russia for not forgetting the Russian people in Eastern Ukraine. Because you know, my daughter, every time when she saw what was happening on TV, she used to cry every day. She was born in Ukraine. So she used to cry every day when she sees that people of Eastern Ukraine are being bombed every day. Thank you very much for Russia for supporting. Спасибо вам. Победа будет за нас. Suggest that next year, when we have this forum, let's have it in May. Why May? Because Russia now is freeing the world from fascism. This is the second time. First time Russia freed the world in 1945. Russia lost about 25 or 27 million people freeing the world from fascism. So next year, and I'm sure also the war, Russia is going to win the war with Ukraine. So we'll be celebrating the second defeat of fascism in the world. Let's celebrate on the 80th, it's going to be 80th anniversary of the celebration of victory, Second World War. So next year, let's organize as possible. We want to be here to celebrate with you and remember the victory of Russian people or the world against fascism. And I must say that the second issue that I wanted to raise, I grew up as a Christian. My mother took me to a Bible school. You know, there is a war, the Ukraine war is actually a war against Christianity. I was shocked that the world, the Western world, that it always says they are Christian countries.
But they were supporting him, which was arresting pastors, closing churches, even bombing churches. That is, you know, I couldn't understand that. Where in the world, where are they looking? Because they came to be Christians. And in Ukraine, they were arresting pastors, destroying churches. That is really, really bad. So what I want to say is that thank you for inviting me. And then we look forward to continue with this movement. It's a good movement. And also, spasiba za Donbas. Spasiba, so we need to be from Donbas. Spasiba.